Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, November 21st. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with a very busy night in the NBA, but not a good night for the Milwaukee Bucks. Back at the BMO Harris Bradley Center, they fell to the Portland Trail Blazers 91-82. LaMarcus Aldridge leading the Blazers with 21 points. Luke Ridnour topping the Bucks with 13. Turned it over 19 times, 7 of those in the fourth quarter. Head coach Larry Drew says glasswork also hurt us on the night.
It's a combination of things. They shoot a lot of threes, but still, you've got to seek bodies and you have to chase down the long rebounds. And they did, we didn't. And I thought that was a big, big difference in this game, their ability to come up with the long rebound and just get to the offensive glass.
Bucks fall to 2-8 with their sixth straight loss. Blazers improved to 10-2. They've won 8 in a row under former Bucks head coach Terry Stotts, who says we got busy in the second half.
Really pleased with our defense in the second half, particularly the way we started the third quarter. And then down the stretch in the fourth quarter, I thought we took a lot of pride in setting the tone, and I thought the way we came out the second half really set the tone for the rest of the game.
Elsewhere in the NBA, Memphis beat Golden State 88-81 in overtime. It was Dallas 123, Houston 120, Monte Ellis with 37. Dirk Nowitzki chipped in with 35, becoming the 15th all-time leading scorer in NBA history, passing Reggie Miller. Dirk says this one turned into a real track meet.
We needed to keep scoring up. We felt like we couldn't get a stop to save our lives there for a long time, and the only way to really stay in this game was keep up scoring.
Sacramento knocked off Phoenix 113-106. Spurs won their 8th in a row, improved to 10-1 with a 104-93 win over the Boston Celtics. The New Orleans Pelicans beat the Utah Jazz 105-98. Jazz now just 1-12. Clippers 102, Timberwolves 98. It was Atlanta 93, Detroit 85. Toronto beat Philadelphia 108-98 as DeMar DeRozan scored 33. Miami beat Orlando 120-92. It was Indiana 103, the New York Knicks 96 in overtime. Time. The Pacers now 10-1. Paul George, a big game with 35 points, hit 3 free throws to force overtime in the waning seconds. Head coach Frank Vogel says that was a clutch win.
You know, grind it out kind of game. You know, that's sometimes when we're at our best. You know, offense wasn't really flowing, but our defense buckled down. You know, proud to get a W. Paul George obviously was sensational, not just, you know, to carry the offensive load the way he did and have to guard Carmelo Anthony. I don't know where he finds the energy, but it's special.
Washington Wizards beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 98-91. Kemba Walker scores 31, lifting Charlotte past Brooklyn 95-91. To college basketball, 8th-ranked Ohio State over American University 63-52. Number 16, Wichita State over Tulsa 77-54. Number 21, Baylor beat Charleston Southern 69-64. That was a tussle. And 25th-ranked Iowa State just getting by BYU 90-88. Closer to home, the St. Norbert Green Knights men's and women's teams in action. The men get to 2-0 by beating UW Oshkosh 63-53. Brandon Grease of Keele with 21 points. Knights hit a team record 22 of 22 free throws in the victory. The St. Norbert women improved to 2-1 on the season with a 60-41 victory over Loras. Now to the ice. 4 games in the NHL. The Minnesota Wild beat the Ottawa Senators 4-3. Leave it to the captain, Mikko Koivu, netting the game winner with 2:57 to play.
We always talk about one guy driving through, and I think it was Berchi driving into the net. And obviously that creates room for a guy that has the puck, and that's what happened. And I just tried to get to the middle, and get it off quick, and I went in.
Never got anything in for the Washington Capitals. Pittsburgh Penguins shut them out 4-0. Marc-Andre Fleury with 18 saves. Columbus beat Calgary 2-1 in overtime, and Nikita Nikitin's game-winning goal. And Travis Zajac scores in overtime to lift the Devils past the Anaheim Ducks 4-3. And now to college football. The 16th-ranked Northern Illinois Huskies improved to 11-0 with a 35-17 victory at Toledo. They trailed 10-7 at the half, but Jordan Lynch rallied the Huskies. 161 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns. The quarterback also passes for 202 yards. He may be a Heisman contender now. Northern Illinois stays perfect, clinches a spot in the MAC Conference Championship game, and could be a factor for for a BCS bowl game. The Wisconsin Badgers gearing up for the Minnesota Gophers as they battle for Paul Bunyan's axe on Saturday. In Division III, the St. Norbert Green Knights will open up the national playoffs at 8-2 Midwest Conference champions. Head coach Jim Pertil's club dancing again even after a 31-3 loss to Lake Forest in their regular season finale.
We're very fortunate and very proud to say that we did win the conference championship. We won it outright based on our body of play throughout the year. Obviously, the first game of the season was a loss. The last game of the regular season was a loss, but sandwiched in between, we played outstanding football. We did have three come-from-behind wins. You know, this group of guys should be very happy and very proud of what they have accomplished, and we're excited for it.
11th playoff appearance all time for St. Norbert in Division III, but they've got a tough draw. They're heading to four-time national champion, ranked number 5, and undefeated UW-Whitewater. That'll be on the road Saturday at noon. High school football champions will be crowned at Camp Randall Stadium today and tomorrow. 4 championship games on the Thursday schedule, beginning in Division 7 with Glenwood City taking on Blackhawk. In Division 6, it will be 13-0 Shiocton against 12-1 Darlington. Head coach Dino Heinemeier is making his second trip to the finals in the last 3 years with the Chiefs.
Well, it's nice, no doubt. I think it's good for the program itself. It's good for the fans and the community. They started getting fired up again, so it's nice. And, it's just a nice group of kids to work with. So, you're happy for them and, their families and the dedication that they put forward every single day. So, yeah, it's nice. It's fun.
Stanley Boyd will meet Lancaster in Division 5 at 4 o'clock, and at 7 o'clock Thursday night, Division 4 title game, Winneconnie against Platteville. 3 more championship games on the schedule Friday. And to the NFL, where the weekend begins Thursday night with the Falcons hosting the Saints. Atlanta 2-8, New Orleans just the opposite at 8-2. Packers take on their division rival Minnesota Vikings on Sunday at Lambeau Field. Head coach Mike McCarthy's team has dropped 3 in a row, but he says the players' sense of urgency is in the right place.
Hell yeah, it's all over the locker room. You guys see the signs. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this game. We know exactly where we are in the season. I'm not big into playoff picture. I think it's a waste of time. You really have to stay focused on what you're doing, and that's really a message to our football team. We have more to give, and we all need to give it.
Last time the Vikings came to Lambeau was for the NFC wild card game back in January. Leslie Frazier's club has gone from a playoff team to a 2-8 cellar dweller.
Yeah, probably could talk for a while about that, but a lot of factors. Obviously, we're not playing as well as we played a year ago in any phase, special teams, offense, or defense, and a lot of reasons for that. Our record says that we're not nearly as good. But the good news is we have another ball game this Sunday to try to put something together and try to get a win.
Kicks off at noon at Lambeau on Sunday. 25 Pro Football Hall of Fame semifinalists have been announced. 4 first-timers include Derek Brooks, Marvin Harrison, Walter Jones, and Tony Dungy. Packers outside linebackers coach Kevin Green still on that semifinal list. In World Cup soccer, Uruguay, the last team to head to Brazil, defeated Jordan to become the final qualifier. Group pairings will be announced in early December. And from baseball, big trade. Prince Fielder, the former Brewer, dealt from the Detroit Tigers along with $30 million to the Texas Rangers for second baseman Ian Kinsler. Chris Carpenter announces his retirement after 15 years with the St. Louis Cardinals, who give manager Mike Matheny a 3-year contract extension. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.